everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 331, I do believe. I didn't get a chance to check. I've been a little preoccupied. A lot of stuff going on in my house today. And fortunately, it's a good portion of it just stuff that I didn't have to do personally. All I had to require of me, all that was required of me, really, was just to, you know, fucking be here. And I'm good for that. I can take up space. Yes, this is episode 331. Let me get a hold of Connie here. If I can find my Skype window. There it is. There we go. And we are rocking and a-rolling. Or stroking into something here. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
I sound all right.
You sound good.
Okay.
How am I? I mean, it's like really quiet in here for some reason.
That's what you get for having the empty house.
Yes. Yes. It's too quiet. Where are those damn kids? Shut up, damn kids. No, that's... I've been having a lot of work done in my house, and it was like, well, it wasn't really super noisy, but it was noisy enough where I had to turn the TV up just a little bit more. I was telling the few viewers that we have that all I had to do today was just, you know, fucking sit on my ass and just be in the house. So, and I can do that fine. I really can. I'm good for
You've
taking
You've had an ass your whole life, and... Yeah.
Yeah, and now I put it to some good use. Unfortunately, I wasn't getting paid to do it, unfortunately. But, you know, hey, it's...
I think if you want to get paid for sitting on an ass, that's called lap dances.
That's... Well, you're not sitting... you're sitting on your ass, but you're sitting on someone's lap, so that's not quite the same thing.
If you're sitting on your ass on somebody's lap, that's getting paid. Never mind.
Yeah. I see where you're trying to go with that, Connie.
I know. God. Oh.
Oh, we have a good meeting tonight. At least I'm hoping so anyway. We have our winter storm we've been expecting finally decided to show up. It started to roll in just before 4 o'clock today. And it was at first when it got here, it was like, just a few flakes here and there. Like someone with really bad geography just was walking through the neighborhood going, whoosh, 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 you know, and the wind was picking it up and blowing it everywhere in the yard and everything. we're actually expecting quite a bit of snow out here. And
of course you are. It was the first day of spring just a week ago.
Yeah, was it? I thought that was like a couple weeks ago already. I don't know. I lose track of time of all this shit.
The 20th, on Sunday the 20th.
Oh, was it the first? Okay, all right.
First spring, yeah.
Okay, then we're due for a snowstorm. It's the first day, it's the first first week of spring. We are due for a snowstorm. Never fails.
They're getting a blizzard in Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's the same blizzard that's affecting us, actually. It's like we're getting, well, to put this in the most... obscene terms, we're getting the end part of the cum shot.
Oh.
If you look at a map with the weather map, it looks like that's like there's the original, there's the start of it, and then the splooge is all across the part of the Midwest and right into the it's not exactly in a straight line or anything. So
I can't thank you enough for that mental image there, Packard. I know what I'm going to be nightmaring about tonight.
Weather splooge!
Oh, God. Okay, then.
For our more delicate listeners, I apologize for interrupting your meal or whatever you just spit out all over the table because you just can't.
We have those?
Listeners? Yeah, I think we have a...
Delicate listeners.
Oh, delicate listeners. I don't know. We might have a few that might be actually listening to us. Not anymore. No, they've left. They've spit out their coffee or their food or whatever and with that mental image, and I was like, oh, Christ, I can't do it anymore.
At the table,
much.
There's looking... Mommy, what's a food? I told you not to listen to this stuff.
If you're under the age of 18 and you're listening to us, good for you.
This schools aren't going to tell you about this. Your parents aren't going to tell you about
this. That's right. We'll tell you about it. We'll be happy to tell you about it. See, when a man and a woman get together, and they really like each other, they don't have to love each other. They can just like each other enough, you know. Or one gets paid. It's just, you know.
We'll even help out those parents with the Bible reading on our other new channel, you know.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we will. We have a new podcast that just came out last week. It's called The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. How appropriate.
And we read the Bible word for word.
Yes, we do. We do read the Bible word for word. And we are quite a ways into it. But, I mean, the recording, it looks like we're only a little ways into it. But it's the Bible. We don't necessarily have to keep to a particular schedule. So we could be most of the way done by now, and you'd never know it.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, we're not that far.
So,
I don't have that kind of time.
No,
or ambition.
I'd much rather be reading the Lord of the Rings series, because I've only made it partway through the first book, and I'm like, nah, Bible dozens of times. I'm not.
Sure. I'd rather be reading anything else. Playboy, you know, first comes to mind.
Reading Jim Butcher, actually, Dresden Files. I'm up to
book.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. But that's another podcast, and it should be up on iTunes now. It should be searchable on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a link over at our podcast home, and that is for the other podcast. That is at abandw.wordpress.com. There is a link. There's several links there. We are now on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. So if you're on any of those streams, if you don't want to listen to it on iTunes, you don't have to. There's Stitcher and Spreaker. I just set up the Spreaker account a couple days ago, as a matter of fact, and got that going. So those will be updated along with it every show. So
You can't shake a stick without hitting us, but please don't hit us.
Yeah, but please, don't hit us with sticks.
Be gentle.
If you're going to hit us with something, throw 20s, 50s.
The safe word is G-Bus.
No, that's the one to hit to make you hit you harder, is G-Bus.
Dang it, I always get that mixed up. Explains a lot.
Explains why your ass is a little redder at the end of the day. Jeebus, is that the safe word? No, you were saying the faster word. Oh, damn. I got that confused.
Well, that's easy to do around
our
neck of the woods there. So the Let's Talk show on Friday.
Yes, we have our OK Let's Talk segment. We have Paul Torville going to be joining us on Friday. I convinced him, bribed him, threatened him to get to be on the show. No. Blackmailed him. No, he's going to be on the show with us on Friday of his own free accord. And we are looking forward to having him back on the show for this Wednesday. I'm just going to kind of peruse the iTunes store real quick. Just want to see if it's shown up.
By the way, the show is Friday.
Yeah, the show comes out on Friday at 7 o'clock in the morning, give or take, if it decides to actually upload.
Oh, no, I meant, okay, yes.
Oh, the other show. Yeah, the other show. Yeah.
You said on Wednesday. I'm like, well, no, it's actually the.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Our show, this show that you're watching now, the main show, is going to come out on Friday at 7 p.m. Or no, I'm not sorry, not 7 p.m., 9 p.m., Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. So I was right in one time zone.
Exactly. And somewhere in the middle there, if you live in Colorado.
Yeah, no one lives in Colorado. That's why no one cares what happens out in Colorado.
I keep telling you, we had one guest on at least.
That's right. That's right. There's just one. Yeah. Oh, yes. Our show is coming up in the searchables now.
Woohoo!
Yes. And yes. It has not been rated yet. So if you like the show, if you have not had a chance to listen to it, and go ahead and click it and hit the reviews and leave a review for us. And you can even email us there. That one is at, where's our email address here? It's tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Sorry, we're kind of ragging on the other podcast. it's a fun. It's kind of fun. I've been hearing a lot of feedback from a few people here and there that I've tortured to listen to this, and they say I like it. Take the whip away.
Now I'm thinking about the movie Marathon Man. Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Guy with the dental drill.
Yeah. Let's get back on track to this show, I guess. The we have another show to do, don't we?
Yeah, we have to have enough to talk about to last about an hour.
About an hour, right. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a suggestion, we will be happy to entertain it. I have a few ideas. A lot lately now that there's been a lot of stuff with the anti-vaxxer shit movements going on. There's also the flat earthers are making a huge comeback. So I'm trying to determine what would be our best course of actions to, best subject to talk about. What can we talk about for an hour?
I don't know. When you said anti-vaxxers, you also mentioned to me, on Facebook about faith healing.
Oh yeah, faith healing. Thank you. That's the other thing. Yeah, the faith healing thing. That's okay. That almost goes hand in hand with the anti-vaxxers a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I would just say that with faith healing and anti-vaxxers, and then there's other woo out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of other woo.
Matter of fact, Dave Foda, one of my friends on Facebook, he just posted something. There was some guy in Eastern Washington who's just been finally charged with selling MMS or MSM supplement, and he made it, and he was using like chlorine bleach in it.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I heard about this, where this guy claims he went down to the South America and found this new drug, mm-hmm. and just bleach in water.
Yeah, so. There's just so much woo and such a fear of
misinformation.
Their fear of the FDA, fear of what they call big pharma.
Yeah.
The minute you call anything big, whatever, right? You kind of lose me. I get out that skeptical hat, and I'm not saying that, you know, CEOs of companies can't be ruthless.
Right.
But it sounds conspiratorial, mm-hmm. and I just...
I was going to say, if someone says big tits or big schlong or whatever, that's a different... that he's like, okay, well, I'll have to take your word for that.
That's a conspiracy.
All those women with big tits are big conspiracy. Okay, I'll keep that in mind now.
One or two in the whole world.
Is that like that mystical fruitcake that keeps being passed around?
Yep.
There's only one?
Yep, and there's only one unicorn, too.
Only one unicorn, okay.
So I would say anti-vaxxers and faith healers and maybe other, basically the distrust of science and medicine.
Okay.
Is what it feels like, but yeah, but that would be a good subject. I mean, there'd be a lot to cover. There'd be a lot different.
I think it would definitely give us enough to talk about for an hour at least.
Right.
So do we want to go with the faith healing aspect which direction we want
to take? Faith healing and other woo woo.
Oh, I like that. That's a perfect title. Faith healing and other woo.
Yeah.
There we go. We got our topic title and everything. That didn't take us long.
Sweet. Yay. Awesome. Everything is awesome.
Now we just got to find some links to go to it. So because I promised Paul, or not Paul,
yeah,
Paul. Okay, yeah.
Well, I have a few. I was trying to look up about faith healing. Rational Wiki has a page on it.
Okay.
Let me go.
Yeah,
go
send
ahead.
Me a link for that if you can, please. Let me take a look here.
You're probably gonna hear a lot of clicking now of my mouse since I'm on just my regular speaker, and clickety click click. But it's better than that clicking, annoying clicking noise from my headset.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
What the heck was wrong with that thing? It's like it's dying of old age. Like I'm not getting my I'm not getting my calcium.
Well, you know how when your grandpa or your grandma bend down and their knees sound like popcorn? I think that's exactly what's happening to
Snap, crackle, and pop. That's what it was.
My husband even put them on, and he was sitting there, and I could hear it crackling, and he put it on, and he's like, oh, no, I hear it, you know. So
yeah.
It's just, yeah, I know I need to get another set possibly, but I was just trying to see how this works.
And yeah, and the audio seems to be okay. I mean, my audio in my headset seems a little low. I don't know, understand why, but it could be from any number of reasons at the moment.
Right.
So. But the audio seems to be okay, I guess. I'm just at my level set, I guess. So.
Let's see. I have faith, and I also have faith healing deaths, cases, and statistics in a Google. I mean, the Google page. So it's just this whole cache of things.
Okay.
That I could open up a couple of these. Doopy-doop. Oh, come on. Don't freeze up on me. There. And I will just hand these to you. Because, again,
you know,
I
was just thinking of something. I was just thinking of something. Not that other title wasn't a good one. Because I don't want to be... I don't want to say I'm open-minded. I want to put a better pin in this, I think, maybe.
Sure.
Because I'm looking to the links here on the footnotes on the wiki here, and I was gonna say maybe we should put in the word something about let's see here, faith healing versus rights, or children's rights versus faith healing, maybe.
Well, the right to life.
Yeah, because a lot of these right wingers, they say, you know, the it's the kids' right to live, you know, for these unborn children. But once they're born, they don't want to have anything more to do with them. So,
well, once the children are here, they talk about the rights of the parents, and not to overtalk it, but no, it's not about the rights of the parents. It's about the responsibilities of parents,
right,
to take care of their children. And they can practice their faith however they want to, but they're doing it to, there's parents out there doing it to the exclusion.
Right. There was an article by a title that it's very similar to what I was looking at that kind of gave me the idea. It says Faith Healing, a First Amendment Dilemma.
Write that down.
That's actually the name of an article already. I was going to say Faith Healing versus
the First Amendment.
Yeah, versus the First Amendment.
I like that. I like that a lot. Do we want to just drop the whole alternate? Well, sometimes faith healing. Sometimes does faith healing involve alternate medicine, alternative medicine?
I think that. Well, that is definitely included in that.
Because I would. I don't know. Faith healing has more. It's like it has more to do with prayer,
right? Or feeding your kids garbage and saying, "Yeah, this shit works," when it doesn't do anything except for, you know, make your pancakes taste better.
Yeah. Alternative healing versus the First Amendment.
No. The
I guess I just, as long as it's not just about the religious aspect,
Right.
I'm fine because there's just so many ways that that goes wrong.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It goes wrong quickly. Let's see here.
Faith, health, and the First Amendment.
When
No.
faith, what about when faith healing fails? That's not bad. When faith
Yeah.
healing fails.
Well, there's a lot of cases. I mean, if we just wanted to talk about faith healing and we want to talk about woo-woo and homeopathy, all those other things, if we wanted to talk about that kind of new age stuff
Yeah.
another time, I mean that is in that way it's kind of a new age is kind of a faith. It's not an organized faith as such, but they believe that, you know, and chakras and energies, and that's how you heal people. They believe that, you know, and oils and, you know, rubbing oils on people's heads, or it's, you know, putting again acupressure, all of these things. They think that that's actually medicine, chiropractic.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind talking about that, but I can't, I almost think if we want to say if we want to say it's faith healing, then it's really more about mainstream religion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, basically this is what's well, a good portion of what's going on is this with it's the faith healing stuff that's causing the deaths of these children more often
Yeah.
than anything else. I mean, yeah, we have that one example where they gave the kids
Oh, in
alternative,
Canada?
yeah, in Canada. We
Yes,
don't. I
yes.
wouldn't say it's just one example. I'm sure we have a lot more examples than just the one,
Exactly.
but
No, it
it's. I would say that it's not as prevalent. Not saying that that doesn't make it any worse or any better. You know what I'm saying?
I think what well when faith healing fails is good, and then we, you know, but faith healing versus the First Amendment, I think that when faith healing fails leaves it open that we can bring in the First Amendment.
Okay.
But if we say if we stated in the title that it's about the First Amendment, that might not be where we want the main emphasis to go. It's
Good.
just one, it's one way we can battle it.
Right. No, it's a good point. It's a good point.
So those are both good too.
Yeah. Faith healing when God fails? Nothing, nothing fails like God.
Faith of our fathers is bad medicine.
Nothing fails faster than God's faith healing. Well, that's not bad too.
An ad? I'm trying, and I'm just trying to think about advertisements for medicine, like, you know, having a slogan and
Yeah.
but I can't think of any off the top of my head. I don't watch regular
I
TV.
don't watch regular TV either. And you know the weird, do you know what the weird thing is? Well, I don't know if it's just our time now, but the time being that, it's this time, 2016, where we have more access to the internet. When I was in if you go and listen to I hate to bring this up again. If you go to the other podcast and listen to our intro, it'll tell you what religion I was involved with. And that religion, they don't watch a lot of TV either. As a matter of fact, they don't watch hardly TV at all unless it's, their own stuff. And then they just play, put shit on a loop and watch people fall down and go. And I'm not talking Arabians either.
No comment.
No comment. I'm not talking about the Muslims or anything like that or Islam. That's where the hell was I going with this?
I think.
Oh, we're probably watching TV. I was watching
about white rabbit, and he was holding a pocket watch.
And I followed him down the hole.
Late, followed him down a hole. That's all.
No, I was gonna say they don't. They didn't watch a lot of TV there in those cults. A lot of cults don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's the devil. It's,
yeah, but the reason why I don't watch it is because I have access to the internet, and if I want to watch something, I will download it and watch it later. I mean, I don't watch TV I don't feel like I have my ass tied to the television now. I think that's the biggest point there, people do it because they don't want to they don't do it because the religion says so. I just don't do it because I don't want to feel tied to the TV anymore. I mean, I'm at that age now where I just, like, I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time to sit back and just wait for a show to come on and wait and waddle through commercials and hope I get back in time from the bathroom or whatever before I oh, what the hell? I just missed the last 5 minutes. What the hell? Who the hell is this guy? I don't know. I'm the only one here. And I'm going to have to fucking wait until it comes out on the thing to download and watch it later. So I might as well just fucking skip all that and just watch it later.
I watch it on Hulu. Yeah. That's what, and again, I have a couple shows that I've been watching, and it's nice because I don't watch them on the night they're on. I'm busy and I can watch the three shows I watch. There's like three of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can pick the time I want to watch them.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
But anyway,
off topic for what we're talking about
now.
Just
commercials other than on, like, the radio or something.
Yeah. We're totally off topic now, but. That's my fault. That's my fault. I take full responsibility.
I'm sitting here trying to think of a song, you know, a jingle or a something for a medicine, and all I can think of is plop plop fizz fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
And I'm like, that's so freaking old.
Oh, that's... my, yeah, that's like 1970s week.
Exactly.
Plop plop faith faith. Oh, what a fake it is.
Do they still make jingles for medicine? Probably not, you know.
Well, they do, you know, they do the Viagra and the Cialis and other ones, you know, but it's like
the first ones for, like, the Viagra, the guy with that flippin' Joker grin on his frozen on his face.
Yeah. And then they have the Cialis one is like they're like in a tub sitting in their yard watching the sun go down. I'm like, this is some weird ass shit. If you're putting you're putting your bathtub out in the front yard.
Well, I guess if you have
there's nothing wrong with that.
You'd want everybody to know about it.
Right? Yeah. If you have big fences and have at it. If that's what you're into, that I have no problem with it. But it's just weird.
Oh God. Yes.
Especially if they're separate tubs. If they were in one tub, it'd be, you know, I could see it, but they're separate tubs. What are they going to do? I mean, I know he's not that big. And no amount of Cialis you take is going to make it any bigger to go from that tub into hers.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. There is things about anatomy I do get.
That argument never works, does it?
No.
never.
Anatomy is something I study, actually.
I saw a horror movie once, though.
There was that Pinocchio movie from the 70s, too. But that's...
Oh, shoot. Yes. Yes, I saw that back in the day. My husband. Yes. Holy.
I remember it. I don't remember a whole lot about it, but I remember seeing, like, bits and pieces.
Tell another lie, Pinocchio, was the line I remember from that.
La 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 la.
The blue fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. People are going, they're talking about pornos now.
I'm not as well versed as you, but I have seen some.
I am well versed in my pornos.
Scarred for life.
What's the title of that one? I don't know. I just know there's some naked people in it. That's all I know. I know, like, actually, I know, like, two porno movies, and that's probably about it. So We might be actually be at the same level at that one. The other one was Alice in Wonderland. So
I saw that one too. It was a double feature with Pinocchio.
Oh my God, it was. Yes, it was. Anyway.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not on camera.
Anyway. Getting back to what we were actually should be talking about. We were trying to figure out a jingle title maybe for the show, and we kind of got way off course. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, they're talking about portos. They click away. Even though the title says the staff meeting nudity may be required unless it snows.
Meanwhile, Frank was trying to convince his wife back home. He says, no, really, they talk about other stuff. Here, let me turn it back on.
No, it's like they're still talking about Portal. What the hell are they talking about? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a Pinocchio? Why is Pinocchio telling a lie?
Yeah.
What's a Portal?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
So.
All right. What's our title options so far?
Okay, faith healing versus the First Amendment,
mm-hmm.
and when faith healing fails, if you have a faith healing lasting longer than 4 hours.
Oh my! Oh, that's great. If your faith healing lasts longer than 4 hours, please call a doctor. That's a great title. That's a better title. That's a better title. If your faith healing lasts longer than 4 hours, please call a doctor. If you have a faith that lasts longer than 4 hours, please call a doctor.
The only thing longer is that title, but. Oh, God. Okay, then. All right.
How many words is that, by the way?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I think we can give 10 words.
Well, I abbreviated doctor, and there's just A, you know, the word A.
Yeah.
So, and if is short, but. Oh, crap.
If faith healing lasts longer than 4 hours, call a doctor. I like that. I think that's funny and catchy.
Leave the please out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If faith healing lasts longer than 4 hours, call a doctor. There we go.
And, yeah, 4 hours. That's what I forgot to put in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
Okay. And
I got somebody just called me. Somebody,
the number four, the yeah. number four instead of the word four.
Yeah. Somebody just called me ugly. They say, you are one ugly cunt. Fucking hell, mate. Couldn't even get a bird. Well, I don't have sex with birds. I have sex with women.
And you're, what?
I'm assuming by he calls him a bird, a woman, you know, that's they call in England are women birds.
A low rent.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, this guy's low class.
Go back to the pub.
Go back to the pub, you fucker. You don't like the way I look? I'm not here for you. I'm not here for you to turn you on, asshole. It may say naked in the title. Does it mean I'm sitting here going to get naked for you? Good grief. Are you this hard up? Damn.
Oh, shoot.
And I've had plenty. If you really want to go that route, I could make you a laundry list. Longer than your fucking arm.
Definitely longer than some other appendage.
Definitely longer than his appendage, I'm sure. And I'm not talking the long route either.
Oh. If insults are also, people have physical insults and shit like that.
Yeah. It's ad hominem. It's ad hominem.
Exactly.
He doesn't know anything about my life.
No. No.
Take my glasses off? I can't see without my glasses. I had to start wearing these recently because...
How's life in your mom's basement? I'm sure she has Pop-Tarts.
She's got the Pop-Tarts ready, and she's coming down in her apron with no panties on for him. That's the only woman that he gets is like, ooh, I get to see mom's tushy.
Have fun at the next family reunion.
Yeah, have fun at your next family reunion, dude.
Right. There's some Ed Haman and
argument
story right there.
Yeah, if they want to go Ed Haman, I can go Ed Haman with the best of them. My looks have nothing to do with our topic.
You want to engage us, actually talk about what we're talking about.
Yes, if you want to talk with us, talk about what we're talking about. Don't sit there and insult me. You know, you don't know me.
There's a whole internet out there.
There's a whole internet out there. If you don't like the way I look, go find something else to do. Are you this bored? Really? My looks you're not your cup of tea? Fine. Who cares? You might not be mine. It doesn't make any difference to me.
No.
There's a lot of people out in the world. There's like over 7 billion left. Now it says, get a haircut and shave, you little cunt. I will shave and I will get a haircut when I'm good and ready. Not when you tell me to. I'm sorry, you didn't pay my bill last month. You don't get to tell me what to do with my face or my hair.
Yeah.
God damn, these people are fucking... I wish I could figure out how to block this fucker, because I would in a heartbeat.
Can't you do... you can't do that on the platform we're on?
Nah, well, let's see here. Yeah. Here we go. I can hit... there. That's all I can do is I can... all I can do is just kind of hit the report button. So
yeah, let's see. As far as article, well, we were still choosing a title, but
yeah,
was the last one. I they were just Google searches. That's kind of all I did. I have Faith Healing Cases. Did I send you that one?
You just sent me the wiki, I think. Let me take a look here.
So I think I sent Faith.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Hang on a second here.
Might have been deaths. There's a couple ways to research it.
Okay, let me take a quick look here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Faith Healing Deaths from the Huffington Post? Is that
that's the top story. Again, it's just a whole page of searches for it. And
okay, that works.
Go through it. Yeah, the other one I have, Faith Healing Cases. I'm sorry, again, this is just a Google search.
Okay.
Do you want me to, when it comes to actually putting them in, did I send you statistics?
Just sent me something. Let's take a look here.
I think that actually, if you want me to refine it down more, I can. But I'm by sending you these. Let me send you this one here.
Okay.
By sending you these, if you want to open up the Skype chat.
I think this is good right here. I think I think we've got a good amount right here.
Yeah.
Because then this will give. I will give this to Paul, and I'll say, you know, you don't have to, you don't have to open up all these links, but let them know that these are the. Ones that we can use, you know.
Right. There's four different ways to research it and a ton of articles, and there's probably articles that converge. So again, if he wants to just research it how he wants to research it.
Yeah.
If he has more specific questions, you can definitely take care of that.
Yeah, that would definitely work.
Then everybody's kind of searching, and we might actually bring more to the table just by if we look at different articles.
Yeah, definitely.
Did we like that last title?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I think Let's see. If Faith Healy lasts longer than 4 hours, call a doctor.
Yes. Okay. Pardon me.
See, I put the word naked in the thing here, and this guy is watching me. It's like he's getting his rocks off watching me.
Well, that's why he wants you to shave. You can pretend you're a woman.
Well, there's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of other women out there, dude. Just saying.
Do you remember P.W. Swivel? His Frankenstein. He would talk, and he had that program where he could talk, he had the video though of Frankenstein, and it looked like Frankenstein's talking to you, but it's P.W.'s voice.
Oh.
I've always thought that maybe you need to have a
maybe
woman.
I'll just pick a woman avatar and just sit here with have a guy voice, my voice coming out of a woman's face. And they're like, whoa, what the hell is this?
See, obviously he wouldn't care if you just looked like a woman.
I think that's probably what it is. I don't think he cares. He would care if I looked like a woman or not. He's just getting his rocks off going, I made an insult. Look at me.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well. You know.
He's an abused child.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway. I'm trying to find, see if I can find another way to get him off here. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Let's see here. Anyway, I think... All right, since that, I think we pretty much got that down, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. All right, then if you want to, come to the live show on Friday night, on Friday p.m. at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Pacific. No, 10 p.m. Eastern, sorry. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, for that one person who lives out there.
He's in a blizzard right now.
But he's in a blizzard right now, so he might not be able to afford to pump the bicycle to keep the lights on and watch the show at the same time. He'd be probably too busy trying to keep the heat on. but, yeah, otherwise, and the show is about an hour long. Normally we have a session where we get the titles for the shows, but... For the Okay, Let's Talk, we do not do that because this is what this is. We come up with a topic title, what we're going to talk about, and the show title for that because it just makes it a whole lot easier. Otherwise, we have a little bullshit session after the shows.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Usually a lot of fun if you stick around. You get to help name the show. But we also have our other podcast, which is The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. That is searchable on iTunes. It's on Stitcher and Spreaker. I'm not sure if Stitcher is searchable just yet. I tried doing searches for it, but I had to do a lot of monkey business to try to pull it up. But it's there. It is definitely there. And if you go over to our... blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can download the show there, and there are links to all the streams where you can sign up and or subscribe to. Either way, it's up to you. And then take a listen to it. I hope you enjoy the show. And if you do like the show, leave a comment over at Stitcher, Spreaker, or on iTunes.
Yep. That's deep.
Yes, it's some deep.
What you did see it there, I do. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you all on Friday. Have a good night.
Good night.